Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Say big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
How are we doing, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to episode one of the SideQuest podcast with me, Ron Swanson, and Nick, DJ Petrovsky, who is actually just invisible. You just can't see him right now. So he'll be with us in just a minute or two. But I just want to say, this show is going to tackle all of the subjects we usually tackle, but we're going to delve into conspiracies that have not yet been proven around multiple topics. The first one is Jim Carrey. That's what we're going to talk about first of all today. And as you can tell by the wonderful new thumbnail and logo, Ron has got to grips with AI and making it my little design worker. So got it to make all the elements and then layered it up myself. I think it looks pretty good. So yeah. But listen, I want to hear from you guys about what you want us to cover on this show, especially if it's conspiracies around Epstein that might not necessarily be proven in the files, but are certainly circulating. Because as we've seen with the pizza scenario, it's incredible just how quickly conspiracies become conspirifacts. So yeah, and I think Jim Carrey is a good place to jump in, first of all, while we wait for our wonderful co-host to arrive. And this is the latest, man, right? So prosthetic, here he is. Hang on, let's put that back up. Let's put this back here, and let's do this.
What's up?
Yeah, welcome.
That looks so good.
Welcome, episode one, bro.
Episode one.
Hell yeah. So I was just explaining to everybody that we're going to have our main topics of discussion, but we're mainly going to circulate around things that have not necessarily been proven, but are conspiracies that circulate around Epstein this evening, obviously, the Clintons and all of that stuff. But hey, listen, we can cover freaking Bigfoot, aliens, whatever you guys want. Hit us up and let us know what you fancy. And we'll definitely be covering it. But I was just about to jump into our first little topic of discussion, Nick. But before I do that, how are you?
Man, I am good. I got outside today. It feels like summer in Colorado. It's been so weird. Like, we've gotten like two snowstorms. Very unusual. Global warming, I guess. But it's been nice. I'll enjoy it. So I got to go outside. That was awesome. Otherwise, I'm always down here in my dark basement.
Right. Yeah, I'm the same. The conspiracy basement. But it's true. And listen, we cover a lot of serious hardcore topics, and it doesn't mean that we're shying away from that. It just means my other shows, I like to keep it factual. I like to look at what's in the files, what's been proven, and all the rest of it. But for example, things like the jerky, the pizza, the grape soda, all of this is definitely was still elements of conspiracy for many people, and sometimes repackaging it and shoving it down their face that way can make believers of them. So we're going to go over a few things, but Jim Carrey, bro, like, what is going on, right?
Yeah, that's actually I'm going to talk about him this week on my channel. I was like, I got to talk about this. It's so wild. And then the more you dig into his story, the more you're like, oh, actually, wait, it very well could be somebody else.
Well, this is the thing. Like, Jim Carrey, let me just make this the size it should be. There we are. It's going to do my head in. So Jim Carrey's always been very outspoken against the establishment, against things like the Illuminati, and he's not really made a secret about it. And he's never really been someone to do an award ceremony without using it as an opportunity to be outspoken. And I think everyone was taken aback at what happened in France with his awards, accepting his award, right? Now, I just want to read you this. So, prosthetics expert delivers final verdict on Jim Carrey clone theory after Alexis Stone claims. Now, Alexis Stone is apparently this person here. Hang on a second. There we are. And drag queen Alexis has sent the internet into confusion after claiming that he transformed into Jim Carrey for the 2026 César Awards last week. Interesting claims, right?
Yeah. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it at all. But especially because of that picture, the Eiffel Tower is in the window in the background. Like, you can't see it in this picture, but in the full picture of the mask and the teeth that he posted, it shows the Eiffel Tower like perfectly in the background. And I don't know, just it could be AI so easily. And there's been so many people jumping on the clout chasing with all the viral just stuff going on. So as soon as the Jim Carrey thing posts, never underestimate what people will do for the gram.
You know, oh, hell saying? Yeah. Oh, hell
for
yeah.
The gram. For the
people. No, I agree. And what I mean, a great one to jump on. I mean,
I know.
I will say this, though. This prosthetic mask here, it does look like every prosthetic mask that you can get on Amazon.
Yeah.
Right.
And I mean, it does kind of look like Jim's face if I'm really looking at it. Like, the cheekbones are the same, the nose is very much the same, but it does just look like a regular prosthetic. Yeah. Although I saw this video, it popped up on my X feed, I think yesterday or the day before, and this guy was talking about the realistic CIA issued face masks that they have, yep, that you can't even tell that there's a mask on a person. And they were talking about how this white woman transformed into a black man, and you could not tell. It was pretty wild.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was like, it just makes Biden stuff sound a whole lot more reasonable and plausible.
Right. Now, I've just spotted some weirdness here. So, like, do you see where we've got like this S?
Yeah, those like mesh into each other.
They kind of mesh in, and I'm not being funny, but if there was that much lower gum on a set of false teeth,
yeah, where, like, would you put them?
You wouldn't even get that in your mouth. Yeah. So I imagine this is just some AI stuff, right?
Yeah, and look at the Eiffel Tower in the background, like, you right in the window.
It's, oh yeah, almost
too perfect.
Uh huh.
Also, when you zoom in on the image, is it super digital pixelated? Because every AI image, when I'm at work, we do t-shirts, custom t-shirts and stuff, and decals too, but people bring in the, like, all kinds of AI images now, and they're like, can you make this? And we can make most of it, but they make, like, AI images come out in such poor quality. It's super, like, it looks great when you look at it in regular size, but when you zoom in, it immediately pixelates super hard.
Yeah, that's because they're not asking the AI to create it for print. So they're like, for example, I had to blow up the designs that I made for the thumbnail today. Do you know what I mean? I had to keep doing what's called upscaling them. And AI is lazy. Like, I had to keep asking the AI to redraw the image instead of blowing up the original image, because a JPEG is based off of pixels. A vector image is based off of the mathematics involved in making the image. So you can make them bigger or small. Anyway, who cares about that? No one cares about nerdy file format facts. So
what AI do you use?
Bro, I just used ChatGPT for the first time today to make artwork. Oh, only nice. Because it offered me like a deal for £3, like $3.50 per month, yeah, to be able to do artwork. And I was like, do you know what? I'm never going to type in make me a full thumbnail. Like, I'm never going to do that. But I'm going to type in the design elements that I want to then layer it all together. And I had a lot of fun today. And do you know what's interesting? If I hired a designer, every time I've hired a designer, I've been sat beside them telling them to do my vision. Mm. And that was before I learned how to use Photoshop. So
yeah,
I'm doing it the exact same way. If I had a huge budget, trust me, if I had a huge budget, I would have an in-house artist who would do all this for me. But I'm not quite there yet.
Honestly, I don't think I would. I like love the thumbnails too much. I get so, I, like I say, I don't like them, but then I start doing them and I get all wrapped up into them. Kim can vouch. But yeah, I use AI a lot for like little pieces of the thumbnails. I'm the same way. I'll never have it just spit out a thumbnail for me.
Yeah.
but I had it make me an Epstein Fortnite account for one of them, which was kind of cool. Right. And then I actually used it to make a cool TV with a green screen in the middle, so I could put like my video into the TV on my video. So that was kind of cool. Just like Elements makes it a whole lot easier.
Yeah. Thank you, Skeet, for that. Epstein is humanity's Pandora's box. That is why the entire admin is there, so they can try and control the fallout. You know,
literally.
I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you what it is. Sadly, and you can quote me on this, America is the hub.
Greatest country in the world. No, I'm just kidding.
It is the hub for the billionaire and millionaire PDF file cabal. It is the epicenter. It is the clubhouse. And it is so deeply enriched in it that your current president is willing to start a war to try and make us stop talking about it. And yeah, that's no reflection on you, American people. Okay, I'm in the UK, and our treasonous government is allowing a whole bunch of people coming in and tearing our country apart. We're both in similar shenanigans. But if America doesn't start making arrests, what does that say?
I know that there's a lot of investigating going on. I've watched some videos with like Ro Khanna and them talking about investigating, but yet again, like what I can't see them doing anything with it. I feel like they're going to have a lot of pushback if they try.
Pushback from who though?
Just the same people that fought them on trying to release the files. Like listening to Ro Khanna discuss how they actually had to go about getting the files released, I had so much more respect for that man after watching his interview. Yeah. And I was like, wow, those guys did not stop trying to get these files released, no matter what happened to them. And so I thought that was cool. But yeah, all the pushback they've gotten from pretty much every congressperson and every person other than like the couple people that helped push it through, they had to jump through hoops every single step of the way. I think they will bring charges against people, but kind of the same way as Prince Andrew and whoever else, it's going to be financial charges. It's not going to be any sort of SA or CP or any of the acronyms. It's just going to be some sort of financial something. You know what I mean? So they arrest them, but they don't slander their image at the same time.
Yeah, I agree. But the charges that they've got Mandelson and the man formerly known as Prince in the UK, they come with a life sentence.
Yeah, that's true. You did mention that last week, and I thought that was a good point. So
it's either exactly what you're saying, right? Or someone's been smart and went, well, I tell you what, we can get a maximum of 10 years for the SA. And by the way, some of it, we might be looking at some of that like statutory, too much time has passed. I don't know what the laws are in the UK. I could be wrong. Hopefully we're looking at a clever legal team who've went, oh, wait, actually, we can slap this on them. And, you know, collectively, we're all going to have to accept that from what we want point of view, there's probably not going to be any justice for any of the survivors of the Epstein case. They're probably never going to be mentioned in court. But
isn't that crazy though, that punishment is worse for a financial crime, which is technically a temporary loss? Like it's just a, you know, loss of finance.
Technically, it's not a financial crime that they've got them on. It's basically pissing around in a position of power in the government. That's cut a long story short. It's like the F around and find out law. Like if you're a policeman and you go and do extortion, they can life sentence you because it's like the abuse of power of the position, effectively. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
So, because I thought, what you're right in though is what they've got Mandelson with is basically insider trading, which is financial. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
But I think you're right. In order to get them on something, we've got to be happy with. We got to take what we can get. Yeah. You know. But I do agree with you that it probably is a harsher punishment. But that to me is sad because a CP SA victim is going to have lifelong trauma.
Yeah. And
the punishment should also be lifelong for the abuser.
Bro, I've seen guys that have hacked into servers get 20 years in America, and people that have essayed their own family members get 6 or 7 who are out in 4. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
And start working at a school in like 9 months. Yeah.
We kind of should have known what side they were on from the start.
Yeah.
Hang on. Hang on a minute. address Dubai, the fact that the rich PDF all go there. I'll be honest, that's the first time I've ever said, anyone's ever said that to me, that all the rich PDF, but I'm not, now that you say it, kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it definitely makes sense.
Definitely makes sense. And obviously, you know about the conspiracies with the Birkin girls.
That I don't know.
So last year, there was a very odd period of time where influencers would go over to America. Beautiful young girls would go over to Dubai, and one of them was found at the side of the road with all of her ribs smashed in, her legs broken, everything. And she told stories of girls being brought over there and these rich Arab Emirate type gentlemen offering them hundreds of thousands of dollars to do number two on their face and in their mouth for designer handbags.
Wow.
And it sounds laughable, but genuinely, this has been reported on. And
yeah, which is wild.
It's so scary, bro, because atmospheric models, right? Like people that want pretty girls at their event, right? Atmospheric models are pretty guys, right? Mm. It's fairly common. It's fairly common, and especially for car shows and all of this stuff. But when it comes to, but why? It's power. It's a power thing, right? It's got to be. It's got to be a power thing.
Yeah, I feel like it has to be. I'm so glad I don't have any weird fetishes like that.
Bro, how do you even break that to your person? Like, how many dates do you have to go on before you break that to your missus? Right?
No, dude, you open that up on day one. First date, you say, look, I'm into this. And if we can't figure this out, then it's going to be worth pursuing.
Crazy. Bro, because all I'm saying, right, not so much now, there's forums where these people can meet each other, right? But if this is like 1982 and your thing is Poopaloopa, right? How many dates before you break that to your partner? Like,
yeah, that's true. You just gotta let them catch you doing it with like dog poop or something, I guess.
What?
I
No, we're moving on. No, we're moving on. We are so cutting back to freaking, if I can just find the button, we are so cutting back to the.
You brought it up. It's your fault.
Yeah, listen, that's my face right now. Oh! All right, let's get back on track. Why are we here? We want to be here. All right. So prosthetic expert delivers final verdict on Jim Carrey clone theory after Alexa Stone makes claims. So here we go. Award-winning prosthetics expert has hit back at the claims from online creator Alexa Stone that they were wearing a Jim Carrey mask in the recent awards appearance. Jim Carrey's appearance is a rare one from the comic actor, having retired from Hollywood in 2022, only taking on occasional film roles such as Sonic the Hedgehog sequels because he needed the money. The 64-year-old took to the stage at the César Film Festival last month to accept the honorary César Award. However, his slightly different look sparked bizarre online theory that he was a clone. Makeup artist Stone took to Instagram yesterday, where they claimed to have impersonated the mask actor in Paris. They showed a close-up picture of Carrey before sharing a photo of the mask, a wig, and fake teeth in a hotel room in Paris. I have questions about that. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, however, as with many things online these days, it appears this may not be actually true after all. An expert in prosthetics and masks has spoken, claiming that the person who attended the Paris Awards show was 100% Jim Carrey, pointing out aspects he believed completely debunked the conspiracies. Well, look, I imagine, right, you're going to waffle on about how it wasn't a guy in a mask, all right? And there's nothing wrong with that, bro, okay? Mm-hmm. But for me, it was never about, is it a guy in a mask? Unless Jim Carrey had paid the guy to go there himself for banter, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know if I can get on the narrative.
I thought that he hates those award ceremonies so much. My thought was like, maybe he doesn't want to go. Maybe he just sent this other guy like, yo, can you just go do this for me? I really don't want to do this. But the thing that's been, well, maybe we'll get to it later. I'll hold off.
No, you go, bro.
Well, I mean, if you look at this picture right here, his eyes look pretty dark. And like the thing with this body double clone guy is that his eyes were different, right? Like he had different colored eyes than Jim Carrey's normal eyes.
That's what I thought. But I mean, when you look at that picture.
But yeah, that's what I mean, is on the same night, there's multiple pictures of him where his eyes are different colors. Like in this picture on the right, his eyes are definitely brown or dark in some way. But in the other pictures where he's doing that red carpet interview, they're definitely green. And they're not even like kind of green. Like they're like really green, like almost blue. So it's real. But from the same night, there's different pictures showing different colors. So I'm like, what's going on here?
Right. And here's another thing. Could we be looking at a man embarrassed that he's had a facelift? A face and a neck lift. Okay, you can see here it's a bit wrinkly, right? But that usually has some effect on the eyebrow, right? We usually see like a little,
yeah,
a little bit like that, maybe
a little tighter.
Yeah. So I don't know if I believe that. I'm going to pull up some different images, but I mean, for me, I am in no way.
Figure out why my dog is freaking out.
Yeah, go and do that. Go and do that. It's like when you see this one, like, who is that? Who is that? Anyone? Who is that? Right? Who is that? Who is this? I just don't know. I tell you what, that looks a bit sus. Yo. 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 Hang on a minute. Let's go in for a closer look. All right. So let me just put this here. And then so, the frick are we looking at here? Yo, like, that is really fucking odd.
All right, sorry. Yeah, she wasn't freaking out at anything, but she definitely bolted out the door and was like chasing something, but there was nothing there.
It's one of the Clintons.
Probably. And you know, the nature of our business, I'm always a little weary. I'm like, who knows? Got to have the guard dogs on duty.
Oh, yeah. So I'm just messing around with this image because the ear.
What about this mole?
Looks like that ear is sticking out the back of a mask.
Kind of does.
It the almost looks
didn't like... match to me because he's definitely got a lobe here, and I think he doesn't normally have a lobe. I think it usually just goes straight across.
It looks like it's been pinched.
Yeah, it does.
Like, it looks like it, that is weird, bro.
Mm-hmm. Well, and somebody said, like, oh, they conveniently covered up most of the ears because they knew that people were going to look at the ears.
Like, look at that. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and see, look at his eyes. Like they're kind of like in between here. They're like kind of green, kind of brown here. So I'm like, maybe it was just the way the light was hitting his eyes. I don't know. It's so weird.
I don't know either. It's freaking weird.
And I was just looking at this mole. I never noticed the mole before. I wonder if that's visible on in his other pictures.
The mole, the moly mole. Right, hang on.
But yeah, his skin is tight as hell, dude. He's like a whole new person.
He's a whole something.
Yeah. No, right. His eyes look green there for real.
Is it this mole you're talking about?
Yeah, that one. It seems pretty prominent. I feel like that'd have to be something you'd have to see on the other one.
One moment, please. Is this? That doesn't look like Jim Carrey either.
I know, right?
And what's going on there?
Yeah, I know, right?
What is going on?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. His ear does look the same here, though, but it also doesn't. Ooh, look at his neck down here. Does that look like a mask or what?
Whoa! Bro!
That looks like a mask for sure.
Bro! I'm sorry!
Yeah, what?
It looks like it's just started to come away, and if we follow this line... That... Okay. I just want to say Nick and I both love life. At no point are we wanting to exit this world. We are happy gentlemen. Okay?
100%.
100%. Oh, no. That's either a gill or a mask.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
It could be old skin. It could be old skin, but...
Yeah, that's... I don't know. It's pretty wild. Like, I don't know. If it's a shadow, what would it be a shadow of? Like, I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah, like, that is a little shadowy overhang right there. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I tell you what.
Well, and this definitely looks like Jim post-surgery, if it is Jim... In the first place, you know, because his skin's real tight here, same hairstyle. This has to be a recent photo.
Okay, so like, let us know what you think. It's one that's all over the place. I'm settling on, like, if literally if we've got baby jerky and like witch covens on islands, then they can freaking replace Jim Carrey. All right.
Okay, well, here's a thing. Have you seen this? The Isaac Cappy video where Jim Carrey called him and he's talking about how Jim Carrey was begging him to, like, help him out with Q and stuff. Have you seen that video?
No.
If you look it up, if not, I can send it to you. But if you look it up, it should be pretty easy. It's all over BitChute, actually. But, just type in Isaac Cappy, Jim Carrey. I bet it'll pop up. But it's a video of him talking about Jim Carrey calling him, and it made me kind of sad because, you know, I love Jim Carrey. Who doesn't love Jim Carrey? But then to find out that, especially after all of the stuff that he's tried to expose, it feels like it was sad to hear Cappy say that, because, well, I believe Cappy. So, like,
well, here's the thing. Beverly Rhodes said that she felt like he looks different because he doesn't have access to the sauce anymore.
I could see that. I could definitely see that. Also, the Emma Stone video, dude, of Jim Carrey.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Oh, we'll get to that.
Oh, my God. That's
so just here's, I think this is the video you're talking about, right?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
I talked to him for 5.5 hours. He's, like, begging me to, like, get a deal with Q. Like, he's afraid of the fucking brackets. I'm like, and it's just, like, yammering on with the crap, but, like, not owning up or doing anything fucking meaningful. Meanwhile, just lying to everybody. Guys, you are fucking cowards. You're going down. You're going to fucking die. That's it. You're going to die. If you ate kids, you're going to fucking die. You can't get over that shit. That's a death sentence.
I know, right?
You cannot fucking live. But what I'll tell you that you can do is possibly save your soul.
And after that, he said, you can definitely save your soul, but you're going to die. I think the rest of the other videos. There's a little bit more after that in another video I saw that where he keeps going, but it's not all about Jim Carrey.
That's wild.
That was crazy, right?
I mean, how prevalent is that now? Like, how that is so different now.
Yeah, it really does. Because, I mean, think about how people probably saw that when Cappy first came out with that video. They're like, dude, Cappy's losing it. But then you look back and you're like, man, Cappy was right this whole time.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
I didn't know that video existed. I did a whole video on Isaac Cappy and never stumbled upon that video. And I was looking for those videos. So I don't know if they like resurfaced or what, but.
Oh, yeah. They look be him back up. Scrubbed and resurfaced, bro.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Isaac Cappy quickly got swept under the rug, man. Mm-hmm. And he was from Hollywood and he had a dead man switch, you know? And still, here we are.
Yeah, and I watched this yesterday. One of my subs, friend on X called Rotary Matrix. sent me this 5.5 hour long live stream of this guy named Corey something. He is like the guy when it comes to the Cappy case, but he made a mind map. If you guys are interested, it's like a link on every single, it's like a little bulletin board map thing. And each one is a link and it takes you to shit tons of information, but he's the guy that got all the videos released, the dash cam footage of him on the bridge, and like all the stuff that we know about now about Cappy was because of this guy. But he did a 5.5 hour live stream going through all the Cappy stuff. It was like,
wow.
You
think I was linked to that?
Yeah, I'll have to do that. I'll send
a lot
it to
of people
you.
Want to see that. Yeah, 100%.
It was really interesting. If nothing else, you can check out the mind map if you don't have 5.5 hours to dedicate to a live stream. I'm not going to lie. It took me a few sittings, but I got through it.
Yeah, you got it. Now, I'm going to pivot, and I want to talk about the ranch, okay? Because Epstein's ranch, we're starting to hear a lot of what in the hell is this? New images from Epstein's flat reveal disturbing details. Wow, I've not seen this one. Apparently this is new or just discovered Epstein file images.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You seen these ones?
Oh, no. What?
I've not seen these. Let me see. Let me just get a source.
Creepiest massage room ever.
Yeah, nothing quite says this is going to be fine like a red room. nothing terrible happens in here, guys. Don't worry about that. Just a red room.
Yeah, I hung out with Epstein. I didn't see anything wrong at all with him. Everything seemed totally normal about the guy.
Everything is fine.
That's my favorite thing to hear ever from anybody that visited Epstein.
Right. I didn't see nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nope.
Like, you didn't see any of the pictures on the wall or all the pictures of little girls around his house? Because they're everywhere in all the photos. There's
right.
Pictures of little girls everywhere. You don't have that many nieces.
Right. It's beyond sus.
All right, I'm sending you, I'm texting you the link. It's for that Rumble video. And then the mind map is in the description of said video. There's a few other links too, but.
Okay. Okay, yeah, okay, nice.
Is this in, which house is this in? Is this in
this
the
in Paris.
Oh, this is in Paris. Paris.
Yeah, here's the
really seen any photos of that property, honestly. I've never seen pictures of it at all.
New images from Epstein's Paris flat, disturbing details and potential substance trafficking ties. Well, damn.
So he was substance trafficking too, shoot.
Well, I mean, why not, right? You're already shifting people around. You may as well throw some substances in there too.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you already got the network.
Right, give me a second.
Move the drugs.
Hell yeah. Right. 1 second.
I locked Kim out of the house. I'll be right back.
You locked Kim out of the house. That's all right, mate. So Zorro Ranch, Epstein's Ranch. I think a lot is to be said about what should be happening there. There's so many theories. We're going to go through them all. You need to excuse me as well. I've got an insanely painful tooth that I'm trying to keep under control.
Yeah, I'm not bad. I didn't even lock the
door. Angie, you saying that Epstein's a scapegoat? Could be. Could be.
Oh, is that, that's the ranch, huh?
That's the ranch, right? But it's 7,000 acres.
Yeah, it's, well, and there's like a whole nother like little commune where he keeps all the workers. They like live on the, they live in like the little commune next to the property.
Yep. Yep. And we've got,
it looks sick. That's what sucks, is all of Epstein's places look so sick. I'm like, that Zorro Ranch, not a place where I would normally think would be a sick property area or like a sick mansion spot, but it's pretty sick out there.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, Epstein's ruined islands for people. Okay. Like the Nazis ruined white pride. Like the, there's so many things that these people ruin. And Diddy's ruined yacht parties, you know? Like they've ruined it. But there's a lot of conspiracies. So one is that it was a breeding ranch. Reports that Epstein told scientists he wanted to seed the human race with his DNA. I mean, nothing psychotic about that at all. Just to point that out. It takes a special kind of crazy.
This property is located inside of somebody, like one of his other billionaire friends' properties. Like the way you get to his property is by driving through this other dude's property. And where both of these areas are is like in the middle of four different counties. So no county actually claims this property. Like I watched this guy trying to find information about Zorro Ranch, and he called all the police departments and all the like local government areas trying to get information about his property. And they all said it was a different county until he finally got to the last county. And they're like, yeah, honestly, that's kind of one of those places where we don't really, it's like out of everybody's jurisdiction because it's like right in the middle of all these counties' jurisdictions. So nobody deals with it. So it's almost like lawless. There's like no cops that will mess with that. And they'd have to go through private property to get to his property. Hidden as hell.
It's infuriating, bro. Like, it's like when you hear the Vatican's its own country. You're like, what? It's what, mate? That seems a little sus. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, when he went through that, I thought that was crazy. I was like, so he could do whatever he wants, and there's basically no repercussions because there's no laws out there.
Right? And allegations that he had up to 20 women living there to bear children. And when we hear of all of the testimonies and the survivor stories that came through in the 2019 FBI call center, and we hear the stories and the testimonies since the Epstein files have come forward, there's so many that discuss being pregnant, having their babies taken away, hearing their babies cry, and then suddenly not hearing them anymore. Like, it's one thing to come to terms with the pizza and the grape soda, and then having to start to learn to come to terms with the beef jerky.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you actually hear a plausible story for how it actually plays out, it almost takes you back to not wanting to believe anymore, trying to convince yourself it's too far-fetched.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because we're all human. Okay, just so you know, people, that's your brain treating this information like a open flame against your skin. At some point, it's going to pull your hand away.
Yeah, it's hard for me to conceptualize because I'm like, I don't even know where to start. Like, I don't know what I would do. Like, what? It just makes zero sense at all. So you're like, I can't even conceptualize it. So how can I even believe that it's real if I can't even make believe it?
Right. And it makes way more sense to invest in a ranch and have 20 women that are making babies than to continue running around stealing babies or trafficking or transporting babies. Makes way more financially, or from a business point of view, way safer, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, and do you remember that letter I talked about when we searched for JonBenet in the Epstein files, and it brings up that weird letter of that chick? She met him on this ranch because she was a neighbor of his at this ranch. So I don't know where they live, but they had another cult commune right next to it. And she said that she brought her three daughters over and had them basically working for Epstein. So I would imagine they were probably doing the same thing. They were just little baby machines. And then that was the same chick that inseminated herself with a turkey baster and said that she had another daughter of Epstein's. And she basically said that if she can keep her daughters and her and all these girls continuously reproducing every 8 years, then he would have a steady flow of girls for ever. That's what she was saying. Wow. So she was basically using her daughters as like a steady flow of Epstein baby machine.
That is testament to when people assume all crazy predators are men. I've literally had a conversation with a woman on the dark web on an encrypted network about her. She has an advert up on a forum looking for a PDF husband so that they can make babies to share with other PDFs. Like, that's her goal.
That's so psycho.
It's beyond psycho.
It's next level. Yeah, that's insane. Yeah.
The people that I've spoken to when I've been doing my research is bonkers. Like this, I spoke to a guy who met a girl on a hardcore forum, and they would meet once a month in a motel in America just to take substances and watch that kind of abuse content together. And then they wouldn't speak until next month.
That's so weird. Like, I can't even understand that either. Cause like, you said last week, like I do the, like I can't look at that stuff. Makes me woozy.
Yeah, man. I just want to say as well, I've done all my research for almost 10 years on a computer, very much like this one, where I can program the Tor browser to not display images, not to play videos, not to show thumbnails. I just go by the text. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, if you go on to a website that's just selling the content, you don't have an open discussion there. But you can tell by the headers, you know, watch this little person being this, that, and the next. You know, that's how you know to report them. But if you've got 30,000-40,000 people in on a forum community on the dark web, there's a lot of conversation, and it's very clear what they're talking about by what they're saying. So you don't have to subject yourself, not only from a legal point of view, but from a moral point of view, to that stuff. All right, so moving on. The next conspiracy on Zorro Ranch is underground tunnels and secret facilities. Aerial photos show unusual structures. The main house had a distinctive dome-like feature. I don't know if that's necessarily true. This doesn't look too domey to me. But maybe there is. And remote desert location. Authorities have searched the property and confirmed no underground trafficking facilities have been publicly documented. No shit, they've not been publicly documented. Like,
how many square feet is the trafficking bunker underneath the mansion? Because we want to make sure we include that in the price.
The tunnels and that are on the list of things they're not allowed to admit are real. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
so if there are tunnels, it goes to that person's property who his property is within, I would imagine. My feeling is that it might be more of a bunker situation, or like maybe he has like secret creepy laboratories, because all of his stuff seemed like it was coming out of Zorro Ranch. So maybe he has like secret bunker labs.
I would have bunkers and secret tunnels everywhere if I was a millionaire. You having a laugh?
Man,
I would just have them for clout.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, of course you would.
Yeah.
Of course you would. Hell, I'd have the freaking bat cave, bro. Like, I would have the bat cave, okay? But I would have a lot more railings. Batman does not think about health and safety in the bat cave whatsoever, right?
No, he doesn't.
Like, there's too many, like, bridges made out of stone with no railings in that. Like, not for me.
Is there an aerial view of the property? Because I feel like it might be, like, you might be able to spot a place where you could maybe see.
I mean,
what is the circle thing? What is the giant crop circle thing he's got?
I think, well, look at this. Sus. I mean, look how suspicious this is.
That's super sus. What is that?
Dude, this looks like, it looks like we're making a computer game and we've just dragged in one house.
Straight up does, yeah.
Like, it does. This looks like an Arma 2 map, okay, where we've got to storm the mansion.
Yeah, it does. Well, I mean, and if that's the mansion, that pile of dirt's pretty freaking huge.
Like, I don't even want to. I just like this.
That's wild. And there's nothing out there. I mean, look at that. This is.
Oh, there is nothing, bro. I'm not being funny.
Oh, and it has an airport on its own. So he's got an airstrip. He flies into this shit.
I think maybe that's what was getting built here, the helipad. Because in this next picture, you can see the helipad.
Yeah.
And it looks a bit fancier. Do you know what I mean?
But what?
That is crazy. To
build it up and flatten it out.
Yeah. I'm not being funny. If you're sat up here with a 50 cal rifle, right, and a massive scope, and you're a wounded survivor running in any direction, how far do you have to run before I can't just bust a cap in you, right?
Yeah, far enough for you to die of dehydration, I'm sure.
Bro, this is a nightmare scenario.
Yeah, it really is. That's wild.
You know, but you've got to understand, like, this is an intimidation and fear factor. Imagine being taken up to the roof and saying, run, I dare you. Scream as loud as you can right now.
Well, scream as loud as you can. Island. Did you see the videos of the guy that snuck onto the island and he kept stepping on tons of barnacles and there's like all kinds of sea life that makes it hard to get off the island. And even if you do, then you got to swim tons of miles.
Oh yeah, I'm taking my chances with a ranch before I take my chances with the island. Same. Hell yeah. You know what I mean? Like, hell yeah. Oh, man.
That makes me wonder though, because I wouldn't imagine that you'd have to do this much excavating to build a freaking helipad. And it doesn't even, is it like cemented like at the top? It doesn't really seem like it is, but maybe it is. But if there were tunnels or bunkers, that I already was feeling that way when I was just seeing the picture of the like giant circular spot that they already finished. I was like, that would be the spot for bunkers and stuff, I would imagine. Or tunnels or whatever they have.
This is who in their right goddamn mind, right? I mean, there's isolated, right? And then there's like, what if you have a heart attack, right? Like, what? Like, if you fall down your own marble staircase, how smart are you feeling this remote? Okay.
You know what I think this is? This giant thing he built? I think it's a target or a notification for like whoever's flying out there. If there's people coming to his ranch,
yeah,
it's a way for them to find
it. Yeah, it's a helipad or something like that. But it's very similar to the fact that he's got sundials and very suspicious. I mean, I'm not being funny. That's the size of his house.
Yeah.
Okay. So are these rows of seats?
Yeah, it seemingly has no function.
What the hell is this?
I don't know. Is there a close-up of that thing?
I don't know. Let's find out.
I'm going to look online and see if I can...
I don't know. If anyone's got a really powerful drone... Actually, it does kind of look like hedges. See here.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, so it's not... So is it even a helipad? Is it... It's just a straight-up piece of art?
Of course! For all of the people to see!
Yeah.
Oh, people come from miles around!
Maybe it is like right in the center. Maybe that is like a helipad.
I mean, it could be, but at the same time, it's the size of the house.
Yeah, it's freaking huge.
But it could be.
Yeah, what's the point?
It's kind of bonkers, bro.
Yeah, he does. All of his places. I mean, I don't know about the New York mansion. There's not as much space there, but I'm sure he had something like that. But on the island, you have that super weird sundial.
Do you know, listen, you know that's like a famous apartment in New York, right? I think it's the biggest apartment in that area of New York. Whatever the area was, wherever it was the big swinging ball sack apartment. Do you know what I mean? Like it really, it really was the Gucciest of Guccis. So... That in itself is mad. The ranch is mad. The island's mad. I just want to show you this. This is crazy, right? And just since we're talking about conspiracies on conspiracies, right? Nickelodeon's logo.
Yeah, that one is wild, actually. That's super wild. Wait, when did they change it? I'm gonna look this up real quick. When did they change their logo?
You look it up, bro, because this is kind of interesting. When you see that and then you do this. And then you cut back to this. And obviously we know about Schneider, right, who was exposed to be a PDF. Foot obsessed PDF file. And just to make things better for Nickelodeon, the logo that they went with for a period of time was also this. Yeah. You literally can't make this shit up. You cannot make this up.
Yeah, and it looks like that orange and white blob logo that looks like the island. They changed that in 2009, which is when Epstein got out of jail.
They changed it from that, or changed it
from this to something else, which I think
not so much when he went to jail. You mean when he got arrested?
No, because he got arrested in 2006, and I think he was out of jail and all that shit by 2009. Okay. And then people maybe were starting to like be hip to it and criticize people for having anything to do with it. I don't know, but it is kind of weird.
And the answer to your question is Kel. Kel loves orange soda.
God, I freaking love Keenan and Kel. Freaking damn, dude.
It was so good.
Kel loves orange soda.
Soda. You know what I'm saying? So again, it's right in our faces, man. These people, it's mind boggling.
Kind of since we've moved to the island a little bit, have you seen the GTA San Andreas Epstein Island, like hidden secret world? It's so wild. So there's this one video talking about like a GTA 5 mod that people made, and it's on Epstein Island, and it is fairly accurate. But then they were showing San Andreas, and I don't think there was mods back then, but they were showing this dude, you go into this corner on this special island, and you just like walk into the corner and it doesn't look like you're going into anything, but then you drop down and then there's this like secret torture area on this island, and there's like kids in cages and like people hanging dead and stuff. And it's, I was like, is this legit? But then at the end of that video, they say that there was two of the creators from GTA were somehow in the Epstein files. I didn't really look too much more into it, but I was like blown away. And then, so they say on the island, there's like this giant like green industrial looking door. There's like two doors that they like open up like a chest or something, and those straight up look like they go into a tunnel system or like some sort of underground system.
I can see them putting in a similar thing 100%. Like, look,
that's crazy. You know what's crazy is that it's the big island and then the little dot, just like the Nickelodeon thing, which seems to make no sense.
Yeah,
unless you look at this.
Atlantis. Okay, I'm looking up Atlantis. You're gonna have to give me more to go on here.
Did Dan Schneider visit the island? Is he in the files from Nickelodeon?
Did Dan Schneider visit the island? I don't know, but the Nickelodeon were caught with 8 people on the S offenders register working for them.
Yeah, which is crazy. Literally insane.
I don't know if it says he was on the island, but let's find out. Dan Schneider, former owner of the Washington. No. Oh, wait, hang on. He has been mentioned. I don't know if it's the same Dan Schneider, because it says the former owner of the Washington Commanders. Let's have a look. Is that
the same? Shoot, I don't know.
I'm going to find out. American businessman Daniel Schneider. No, that's a different guy. It's a different Daniel Schneider.
I'm pretty sure it's Schneider, right? Maybe the chat can help me out. I think it's Schneider. The guy that was like, he worked at Nickelodeon and was super creepy, and he was like the main reason. He's like the main reason Nickelodeon was successful for that long, but he was also a creep.
There is no evidence that Dan Schneider visited Little St. James. Okay, well, take that with a pinch of salt, I think. But man, right, anyway, going back to the Zorro Ranch shenanigans, okay, there's also rumors of occult activity. I think we're all well versed now in accepting the obvious cult behavior that seems to be obsessed about by these individuals. I'm just bringing up my images again, one moment, here we go. And I mean, does it take place here? I'm sure it does. Is there underground locations? I'm sure there is. I mean, I'm going to say that I personally believe everything I hear now about these places.
You're going to tell me this dude bought an island, but he didn't have underground bunkers? BS. I'm calling BS. Uh-huh. If I've got an island, I'm definitely getting a bunker somewhere, because nuclear fallout is definitely a thing. So,
and this is Epstein. Does anything about Epstein reek of half measures?
Yeah, that's
true. At all. Like, let's look at this. If he's got an apartment in New York, it's the apartment in New York. If he's got a ranch, it's 7,000 acres that you can't even get access to. Mm-hmm. He's got a freaking island. Like, apartments in every major city. Like, this guy's going to have bunkers on bunkers on bunkers on bunkers.
Yeah. Was you it know? You that mentioned that he had an island in the Virgin Islands? I can't remember if that was you that said that or not.
I don't think it was me, but I know he was trying to, there was talk of him trying to get more islands out in, there was talk of him trying to get more islands. I just can't think of where they were.
I just thought it was interesting that it was the Virgin Islands. Saw the Virgin Islands that might have been out there.
I mean, the guy who runs Virgin also has an island.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
So.
Oh, you guys want to hear a funny story?
Please.
My kid, I was talking to him about getting some Roblox game, and he was asking if he could buy it, whatever. And then he said, oh, yeah, Dad, by the way, did you know that Epstein, and he said it just like that, Epstein played Roblox because there was a purchase found in the Epstein files of $40 and something cents for Robux. And I was like, dude, my six-year-old kid is almost 7 years old, is telling me about
is on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely, yeah.
My kid. So I was like, I'm so proud of you, boy. That's great. Making
it proud.
Yep. Yeah. And I didn't know that. So he actually told me something I didn't know, which was interesting, because I knew he had a Fortnite account, but and I assumed he had a Roblox account because he's a creep. But
he had a freaking World of Warcraft account, bro.
Yeah.
He had a freaking World of War, and he was playing during Cataclysm, right? Which, mm-hmm. like, if you were on his server and he was leveling his character, there's a good chance if you were doing automatic groups, there's a good chance some of you done some raiding with Epstein.
You guys might have gotten pwned by Epstein.
Damn!
I know, right? That's crazy.
It's bonkers.
What do you think? Is he alive? I did a whole episode on it. I'm still not sure, but there is a lot of things that make me think he might be alive.
So rather than saying, do I think he's alive, let me give you reasons for why I would think he was alive if he is alive.
Okay. Even better.
Because I think that's a better way. Let me just bring up like an elusive picture.
The video game accounts is probably some of the strongest evidence, in my opinion, because it's like hard to fake that. And like those accounts have been active since... what, like
so you guys don't think that Fortnite account was for the little kids trapped on the island?
Maybe, honestly. Ooh, that's actually a really interesting point. Never thought about that.
No one thought about this. Like, I mean, it could just be accounts for his favorite kids on the island.
See, I did think about the fact that it could be somebody else playing on his account, but I never thought about it being for the kids.
Oh, yeah, no one said, listen. Nobody said that we're talking about facts. Let me just bring this up here again, right? See? Unraveling conspiracies. So we're talking about things in the Epstein files that have still got a shroud of conspiracy around them. Like, is he alive? We're not hitting you with any major facts. We're discussing possibilities because, like we say, 10 years ago, the pizza conspiracy, everyone laughed at it. So I want to just bring to the table things that have still not been solidly proven but are worth discussing.
If you ask me, nothing's been solidly proven from the files. It's still sure. a lot of victim testimony. It's a lot of email threads going back and forth where you can guess what they're talking about, or you can, with a high probability of certainty, say this is definitely what they're talking about. But that's still not actionable evidence. That's something they could build a case on.
Yeah.
It's still going to be circumstantial, but there's no receipt. Yep. There's no, like, this person was paying for this service. There's no, in my opinion, we haven't seen any of the proof, and that's because the proof is all in the hidden files that are too graphic and too whatever, we can't release them out of for legal reasons.
Yeah.
That's where all the proof is. And so that's what I'm frustrated about is like, yes, we've gotten a lot of confirmation that the things we've been speculating about are definitely true. And yes, the emails and stuff for us prove that this was happening. But in order to get convictions and actually have legal action, there has to be more investigating. Oh. There has to be new interviews. These victims are going to have to re-come forward and tell their stories again. You know, there's so much that has to go into it based on what we've been given.
Sorry. Well, and another thing, right? It's enough to convince us, but the word jerky and pizza isn't going to hold up in a court of law.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, and honestly, there's so many people out there that knew about the pizza thing, but grape soda is a new one. I haven't heard anybody that's like, yeah, I know what grape soda is. That's been around since blah, blah, blah. Like, nobody's mentioned grape soda.
Well, I think
that's definitely a thing.
I think we're going to put that down to the substance that creates the youth, shall we say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes the most sense. That's kind of where my head was at with it.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and the jerky, what do I think? So,
what do I think about Epstein and him being alive, right? So I think if we look at his original conviction, okay, where he was facing charges of sex with a minor and transportation of a minor, which come with some pretty serious mandatory sentences, right? Mm-hmm. And he was handed a slap on the wrist by the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice made that ruling happen. They demanded that that's what Epstein got. And the only person that can tell the DOJ to do that is the president. So.
And their reasoning was that he was intelligence.
Exactly. So I think if he's alive, it's because he's a very, very, very powerful asset, a former spy. And I'm sorry, if that's the case, he's smart enough to make sure that he's got evidence tucked away that keeps him alive.
I would agree with that. You know that there was two bodies that were taken, a fake body and a real body, right? Like, legitimately, that was reported on, and that's actually in the files as well.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of
that is wild. Well, it to me was like them, it felt like a cover. Like, we had this other van to take this fake body because we were worried about paparazzi and media and blah, blah, blah. And like, okay, sure, that's an explanation. But it also would be an explanation as to why there was two different bodies moved out of that same place and why they had two different vans take two different Epsteins. And if one of them was an alive Epstein, we're not going to question, oh, they just didn't want any media coverage.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I mean, I'm not saying the pictures of him in Israel convinced me. You know, I mean, that's not what I'm getting at. But I think it's testament to what he had to back himself up with over Maxwell. And I think if he is alive, he's alive because he's a very powerful individual who has ties to Israel or the USA and is able to bend the hand, bend their decisions.
Yeah.
And I think that's the only way I see him being alive. I don't think him just being a billionaire with blackmail material on people. I mean, maybe it would be enough to keep him out of jail. But I just think going by the first time that it happened, I mean, he won the lottery when he was in prison the first time too.
Mm-hmm. My question is, like, at least when I was going through my video about it, I was thinking, like, what motivation do they have to keep him alive? Because unless he is like really high up in this operation and is like, unless he really is the leader of this operation and they have a real serious reason to save him, maybe he's seriously important in keeping it operational, then they would definitely keep him alive. But otherwise, it makes more sense to me to just kill him and have like the guards or like the prison people mm-hmm. kill him or have an inmate kill him. Like, it makes way more sense to have him murdered than to have him stay alive. And way more moving pieces to get him out of a prison, way more people that have to be involved to get him out of the prison than if he just shows up.
Yeah.
Unsubscribed. So I don't know. That was my thing. And I couldn't really find a reason for them to want to keep him alive. Like, at least not in, not in any of my research.
It doesn't really make sense as to why they would want to get it to the point where the Epstein files are in the hands of government.
Mm-hmm.
So if America are the ones who done the raid, I don't think he was an American spy.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because
if I was America and he was my spy, I would kill him in a car crash. And then the Epstein files never existed.
And I mean, that's typically how the CIA operates. They do kill people in car accidents and stuff pretty regularly. Well,
it just makes more sense. I would never be mentioning the freaking Epstein files. I'll tell you that much. If he's an American spy, the last thing I'm doing is mentioning anything about Epstein files at all. I'm just going, oh no. Billionaire island owner Epstein dies in car crash. Oh no, that's what I would do.
Yep.
It makes way more sense. So that means he's not an American, and because trust me, no one in the FBI is accidentally getting to run amok with an investigation into one of their own assets, accidentally arrest them, and then go, oh shit, I thought you meant a different Epstein was that Epstein's our spy. But it does make sense if he's not a US spy and he gets taken in, and then all of a sudden everyone shits himself because someone from an Israeli dial code phones him up and goes, oh, mate, do you remember that time you banged those three freaking Russian models and cheated on your wife? Yeah, remember that. And here's another thing. For some people who have nothing to do with predatory activity, like taking a really embarrassing poo on film, like if you've been secretly filmed on a camera, is enough to make somebody bend the knee.
Because
you got to remember, politicians and people whose public image, like if you're recorded doing a freaking mad one, that's enough to be seen as, I know it sounds funny, but it's enough.
No, you know it really is. Well, and not only that, but like the repercussions of that, like if that video comes out, it may not even be the video that's that embarrassing. It's just the reaction. Oh, yeah. All the people that you used to be cool with are immediately
gone. It comes out now. Yeah. Shitting at Epstein's. Yeah. Pooping at Epstein's. Mate, the poop heard around the world. That would be the news headline. Could you actually imagine? New politician comes along. He's a savior to the world. We've proven he's awesome. But one time his plane had to refuel at Little St. James and he was bursting on the toilet. One time! Yep.
Shouldn't have stopped there, man.
Bro.
Sorry.
Like, plummet into the sea or stop at Little St. James. Just fucking hell.
That was funny.
Like, it's true though, man.
I'm sure he's got a whole room for that kind of stuff.
What, for pooping?
His mansions. Yeah, the pooping stuff.
The
gross stuff. You can just hose it down when you're done.
Ah, okay. Listen, we keep circling back to this. We're going to have a talk after this thing. This is a cry for help.
The poop stuff is fascinating to me. I'm like, that doesn't sound fun at all, but...
True. It doesn't sound... It's the smell. the smell. I mean, I don't get it. Plus, like, you're going to have to Dexter kill room your bedroom every time. 100%. You're going to have to Dexter that place. Anyway, so I think if he is alive, he's a non-US agent. And I think there's enough presidents. It's everyone, bro. It's presidents, scientists, princes, Arab Emirate people. It's everyone. Mm-hmm. It is literally everyone. What do you think about Epstein being alive?
That's a good question, man. I think that there are so many weird anomalies, especially when it comes to him, the jail situation. Like, yeah, it's really weird. The day that he returns from the cell phone subscription ward is the same day all the cameras in that whole unit go out, except for the one camera. So, like, the timing's already weird. And then the missing minute that they then tried to explain away, instead of just saying, like what, like, why? Like, whether it was an honest mistake or not, then Pam Bondi tried to cover up the missing minute. And then we see the missing minute, and one of the guards is walking towards the exit and or Epstein's cell. So she could have gone up to his cell. We really don't know. Then there's this other object or orange thing. They say it could be laundry, could be an inmate, could be whatever, walking up the stairs. And that, like, FBI and everybody who looked at this video, or no, the FBI did say it was there, but all the people, Pam Bondi and everybody in the DOJ, said there was nobody that was seen walking up to Epstein's cell after 10 p.m. And this was at like 10:40. And so there's so many things that they seem to be trying to cover up. So I know for sure he was either, like, passed away in that cell by somebody else. And I think it would have had to be, I feel like it would have to be the guards. I feel like, I don't know, there's just so many things that they didn't do that night. And they both have conflicting stories in their reports about what happened, how they, like, what the body looked like, the position that Epstein was found in, like, just so many massive discrepancies, like the color of the body. One of them said it was blue. The other one said it was a normal color, as if he had just died. So, like, which is really confusing, because we have those two pictures of Epstein, one where he looks pretty normal colored, and then the other one that everybody says is actually Hillary Clinton's brother, that he looks super blue. So you're like, I don't know, that's super weird. I personally think he might be alive because of that two van thing, the video game stuff, and then the sighting, the drone footage of the guy that was on Epstein Island that looks just like him. And I think he had enough money that he could pull it off. And that prison was probably the worst prison. Like, it didn't, it was just like, in fact, it was so bad that after the Epstein stuff, it closed down, and it's still closed. They never reopened.
Nothing suspicious about that.
Nothing suspicious at all.
Oh, no, yeah. Suspicious about that at all.
Yeah.
Like, if you've got the world's number one criminal for the human transportation, definitely close the prison and then demolish it. If someone gets shot in the neck, definitely just concrete over that. And if planes hit a building, make sure that you just clean up all that too. Nothing to see here, people. All nothing happened in America, by the way. Let me get your take on this. There was a couple of people asking about Sasha Riley. Do you know the Sasha Riley testimony? Did you listen to his survivor story? So Sasha Riley, okay, his testimony came out a few weeks ago, and he claims to be a survivor of Epstein and of Donald Trump. He puts Donald Trump at the center of this, above Epstein. Now, his story is harrowing, right? But there was a couple of things that got me kind of wondering, right? Because he came forward because a fellow army guy at his base was caught with CSAM on his computer. And the officer in charge, who had to watch it to make sure, recognized Riley as a child in the CSAM and brought it to his attention, right?
No way.
It sounds odd, right? And then Riley's came forward with his whole story. Now, the woman who done the original interview is clearly anti-Trump, and in my opinion, raises more questions about Sasha Riley than Sasha Riley raises about Sasha Riley. Because she almost made jokes and was laughing when he was describing attacking Trump as a child after he was forced to have sex with another child who they then shot in the head whilst he was doing that to her. And then Trump came in. Like, it's graphic and it's harrowing,
wow,
right?
Yeah, wow.
But I'm not going to hold the interviewer against him. And he has given us about 18 or 19 plausible paper trails to corroborate his story. And it all starts off with his foster dad being a pilot who would transport people to and from. And the Epstein gigs were the big payday gigs for him selling his son. And the story is horrific.
That is definitely horrific.
And Sasha Riley's from the category of predator that doesn't want to have sex with a child. They want to smash that child to pieces and unalive that child. He talks about how these people, when they were waiting to pick a child, they would bring in baskets of puppies for them to kill whilst they were waiting.
Wow. That's...
like, just imagine you're sat somewhere and a big basket of puppies comes in. Obviously, the first thing you do is you go,
yeah,
pull a face like that, right? And you're writing about them. You're writing about the puppies, right? Never in my life have I thought to myself, I'm going to just kill a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Never.
It's so messed up. So sad to think about.
And he says when he allegedly met Trump for the first time, that's what Trump was doing. He was just holding puppies under the water whilst he made this little boy watch. And you can go and find Sasha Riley's testimony on YouTube. It's in four parts. And it's one of those things. I mean, his testimony did come out after the files dropped. And I personally, I believe his story is very possible. Very possible. With Donald Trump at the center, him being the true evil villain in all of this. Because Epstein might be alive, but if Epstein's dead or alive and he wasn't an asset, but Trump was at the center of it all, I would want Epstein unalived as soon as possible if I was Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But again,
well, it did seem like I heard a lot of stuff about people trying to expose or Epstein and people in his circle trying to expose Trump. Like, there was a lot of talk and emails about it. And then that letter that I had found was between him and Larry Nassar. And he was talking about how him, Larry, and Donald Trump all shared the same love for young girls. And okay. Then they're like, but look at how we ended up and look at how he ended up. He's now the president. Okay. And we're in jail. There was like all this weird resentment. So yeah, I mean, I could see Trump maybe being more of a leader in the organization. I also learned, I think yesterday or the day before, that Trump is not allowed in Bohemian Grove. Like, they won't allow him in.
Mm.
That says something.
Again, listen, I've always said Trump's either going to be savior of the world or Hitler part two. There's no middle ground in my mind. He's either going to be save us all or we're all going to fall to the new freaking global emperor, right? Mm-hmm. And also, thank you for correcting me. Sasha Riley's story has been on Facebook for the last 5 years.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
I did actually know that. Sorry, you want to say that again, Nick?
I've never even heard this guy's name, and his story's been live for five years.
The interviews, no, but his story on Facebook, yes.
That's so wild. I mean, honestly, I'm still just taken aback by the fact that the guy that got caught had pictures of him as a child. That is like next level coincidence, you know? It was meant to be, because then he came out with his story. And if his story is legit, then he's got some stuff to share for sure that people need to know about, because that's next level.
This is the thing. I felt like I believed him. I felt like the interviewer ruined it for him a little bit. But I think it's too easy for people to pan off male survivors. Like, I think it's too easy. I think people do. I interviewed an incredible survivor of MKUltra called Ark last week. And regardless of whether you believe his story, the trauma is real within this guy. And the details he was given, and it was incredible. Not enough attention is given to male survivors. And trust me, that is not because there isn't any. It's grossly grossly underrepresented.
I would definitely agree with that. And I mean, there's even kind of like when there's like female teachers that engage with their students, like male students, there's always this, it's like a different perspective. People are like, oh, well, you should be stoked, dude. But it's definitely the same mental health condition, you know? It's definitely the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, countless times we've seen female teachers go to prison for interacting with students. That's what we're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not sure how many of the 15-year-old boys seen themselves like traumatized in every case. You know, there's, and it's weird to say that, but in some cases, the guys don't really consider themselves victims. They are, obviously. It's completely fucked. But it's a crazy set of sides on a lot of it. Because, for example, Bonnie Blue, right? You know who Bonnie Blue is?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right. So she's currently driving around the UK in a bang bus, right, looking for high school boys. Now,
really,
just imagine it's not Bonnie Blue, it's Billy Blue, and he's driving around in a bang bus looking for high school girls.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, I'm just saying, both of them not good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking within a couple of days, a angry mob of fathers, right, will probably take that out. I heard she's pregnant too. Ah, God, she is the most soulless demon I have ever seen in my life. She's only in her mid-20s. She's in her mid-20s. I thought she was like in her mid-30s anyway. Honestly, she's the weirdest looking woman I have ever seen. It really is. It's just not right. It really isn't, man. Like, please, God, please. Bonnie Blue is your mum. Oh, man.
Couldn't imagine.
Imagine being 17 and you have your sleepover with your mates and you've got like 5 of your boy pals around. You would be awake all night. You'd be chaining those motherfudgers down, right? You'd be chaining them down and you'd be sat at your door with a freaking harpoon gun being like, if my mother comes in here, she is getting it. Right? It's mad. It's mad, mate. So it's completely mad. But look, what you've got a live stream tonight with your lovely missus, right?
Yeah, we're going to talk about the Zodiac Club. Have you ever heard of that?
No, tell us about it.
Dude, it's pretty wild. I've never heard of it either, but this club has been around since like 1868, and it is a club of super exclusive billionaires, each of which is assigned an astrological sign. It doesn't correlate with their birthday. It has nothing to do with their astrological anything. Okay. They just represent this astrological sign, and it's a permanent club, and they meet every month. And they discuss billionaire stuff.
Nothing suspicious about that.
Yep. And they say that,
about that.
And I was like, well, what's the purpose of this billionaire's club that you're in until you die? And then once somebody dies, then you can apply to be in and like replace that person that died. But that's the only way that they
get. Here's food for thought for you. There's always been 13 months.
Oh, yeah. With the.
We always have 13 months. About
turtles
being... 13 months, 13 seats, 13 members of a coven. I wonder what the missing sign is. I wonder who the 13th sign on the Zodiac Club is.
That's a good point.
It is a good point. Go digging down that rabbit hole, eh? Bosh.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to add that on there. But yeah, Epstein, that was mentioned in the Epstein files. There's people asking Epstein if some dude, I'd have to look at his name again, something Glenn, if he would be a good fit for the Zodiac Club. And that makes it seem like Epstein has some sort of say or is in the club. Oh yeah, 13 families, good call. I'm definitely gonna look into that.
Missing sign is your mom. Hell yeah.
Oh yes, villain. So glad you're here.
It could be though.
Like, I'm seriously gonna look into that because that's a good point.
Yeah.
Super
and
good point.
It would make more sense for everyone like you and I to think that there was only 12 members. Because if the lid ever did get blown open, the 13th member would always be safe, right?
Right. Even at their vote, at the most basic levels of corruption, those 12 billionaires or 13 billionaires, if they all decided to invest in one random company, that could hugely affect the market. That would be massive insider trading. And that's at a very basic level of what they could be doing behind closed doors, meeting monthly.
Yeah.
But Kim actually found that. I'd never heard of it before. And then to find out that it's been around since the 1800s, like that's next level.
Yep.
And you have to die to be out of the club. So you are in the club till you're dead.
Yeah.
Have you seen the thing about turtles with the 13 months?
No.
Like all turtles on their backs have like 13 shell like sections or something, like every single turtle. And they say that it's supposed to correlate with our natural calendar. And that's how they decided that there's 1 month missing. It's like a sacred, like it's a part of the sacred geometry of life. You know, every single turtle has.
Have you heard the theory that we're on a massive turtle shell swimming through space?
Holy shit. So the earth is flat.
Right. So hang on.
That's so wild. But I also wouldn't be surprised. Like, man, I don't know. When in researching Jim Carrey, I'm going to watch The Truman Show, I think, tonight. I tried to start it last night, but I fell asleep because that's such a good movie. But yeah, I feel like with a new perspective, I'm interested in watching it. There's all kinds of good movies. I mean, the Room 23 or Number 23. That was
A Night with the Devil.
Mm-mm.
I think you should watch that. This is actually how the universe looks, by the way.
I haven't even heard of that. I'm definitely doing it.
This is an actual NASA photograph from space, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where we have a flat Earth held up by elephants on the back of a giant turtle. Okay, facts. Now, what were you just saying? And my ADHD's wiped what I was about to ask you. What were you just saying?
This picture has captured my ADHD.
Like, right. I seen you zoned into that. It was so funny. What the hell were we just talking about?
The 13 sections on a turtle's.
Late night with the devil. Late night with the devil.
Oh, bro. Yeah. That's right.
So this is about a talk show host who wants to be the greatest and makes a deal with the Illuminati and the devil. And in order to get what he wants, he has to murder a loved one. So his wife's dying of cancer. So he goes and stabs his wife. But then the camera pans back and it's like this random little girl that he stabbed. But he thought it was his wife, right? And it's one of those movies. Like, I like watching these five movies that were trying to tell us about Epstein. Five movies that are trying to tell us about this. I love that. And that was one of them that popped up. And
yeah, I'm definitely going to watch that.
I watched it and missed all of the nuances. I'm not going to lie. But you need to watch A Night with the Devil. I'll show you the artwork.
No, that's sick. I've never even heard of that. That sounds awesome.
Because the whole movie plays out like an episode of his show. Really? Yeah, this guy here. Late Night with the Devil.
Man, I'm definitely checking that out.
It's a really sick movie. They bring on a skeptic, a psychic, and then an allegedly possessed little girl, and it all plays out where the devil comes and does crazy mad stuff. It's freaking awesome. It's a really good movie.
It looks good. Yeah. Sounds good.
If you like, also, they're like 1960s, like, color vibe is just beautiful.
It's great.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. The guy's sideburns are great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those are some chops, son. Those are some chops. And another one, of course, we all seen when Blink Twice came out. And now I see that movie in a totally different way. I don't see that as them exposing Epstein, I see them nodding that a woman's now taken over business. Because at the end, that woman takes the Epstein character back to one of those events, and she's in control of him, and she doesn't look as if she's told anyone. It doesn't look like she's had anyone dealt with. It just looks like she's now in power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that definitely makes sense. That tracks a lot.
And does that mean that the Epstein character isn't dead? He's just had his mind erased and is away somewhere else. That's how I see it now. Now that Epstein's crazy bird got 450 million and Ghislaine Maxwell got 10 million and Epstein's pilot got 10 million, right? Do you know what's funny? I was actually talking to Ark just today. I will let him know that you guys have all been asking for him because he was so grateful for how awesome all you guys treated him. So, you know, you guys are awesome. Now, we're hitting the hour and a half. So anything else you want to throw at everybody? What time are you live at? How many hours till you're live?
So it's 4 o'clock here. We're going to go live. Well, it's 4:07 here. We're going to go live at 8:05. So another 4 hours.
4 hours. Okay. So 4 hours over on the Sober and Stories channel. Link is below. Ron, think of JFG and the Spy. He's like Jason Bourne. Do you know what? He's not like Jason Bourne, right? Because Jason Bourne was actually quite cool. He's like Diddler 07. That's what he's like. He's like Diddler 07. Because this is what happens when you put a sociopath who wants to abuse children in charge of a position like this. Okay.
Give them billions of dollars.
Yeah. But maybe that's the spy they wanted. Maybe they wanted the mad pervert because you can't exactly sell the drugs if you don't do the drugs in front of the customer. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, and then they've got infinite blackmail on him because the stuff he's doing, they could easily expose him for. So he doesn't, that'll keep him in line already.
Shut up. Ron, Sasha Riley's father, the Epstein pilot, is mentioned in Virginia. I tell you what, Lynn, if you can if you can put together a couple of images that showcase what you're talking about, like if you can get this the bit from her book with the pilot named and then Sasha Riley's, that would be like dynamite if that's possible.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Because that would be enough for me.
You know, there's one thing that I did want to bring up with the Epstein being alive. I don't know if you've seen, I made a couple short videos about it, but Epstein being alive in Colorado. I don't know if you've seen some of those videos going around.
No.
There's this email that was found in the files and somebody's asking about when it's like a bunch of people trying to coordinate a meeting. And I think it's police people, but they're saying like, when can we get together and chat about this? And then somebody else says, well, Epstein's in Colorado, so he's 2 hours ahead of us. And this was sent in 2021. So he's technically unsubscribed already. So I was digging some, like just looking into his property here in Colorado, because there's also some weird Grand Junction connections with Nancy Guthrie that I talked about in my Nancy Guthrie video, which were wild. But there's a Vail property, a giant Vail mansion that he owns. And Vail is probably like one of the nicest places here besides Aspen. And he had this mansion there and he sold it to the heiress. And I can't remember who it was. I'd have to look it up again. It's the heiress of some huge, huge estate. Like it's some major company and this chick inherited all of it. But she purchased Epstein's mansion from him when he sold it. But she used this trust to purchase it. When she purchased the mansion went into the trust name. But her financial advisor at the time who helped her set up this trust was Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein put his own self as the co-founder, co-beneficiary of this trust that purchased his house. So when she died, ownership of that house went to Epstein. So he technically owned his Vail property again. So it is possible that he's in Colorado and he might even be living in his mansion that he owned already, though I would doubt he's there. I just thought that was really weird.
What if the surname Epstein is a title? What if all of the emails about Epstein since Epstein's death are about Epstein, but the newly titled Epstein? Mrs. Epstein.
That's a good point.
Would it make more sense to continue with the word Epstein so that every time it's mentioned, we assume it can't be talking about the same thing, right? Because he's dead, right?
Yeah, right. That's a good point.
It's a bit of a reach. But
you got to consider all
angles. If he is dead, that would give credence to who the new Epstein is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true. But it was weird. And I wouldn't imagine there's another Epstein they were like referring to.
Yeah. I will say, Shannon, based off of how Sasha Riley sounded, it was either the greatest and most twisted, studied version of how to portray a rock solid, the way that he described the tunnel vision, the smells, like the way that he explained why you're so hyper focused on the predator in the room that might kill you, that everyone else's faces blur away. Like all of that was sadly spot on, you know, and another 150 other things that I can't remember, but yeah.
I'm definitely checking that out as soon as I get off of here, because that sounds really interesting.
Yeah, for me, it is fucking, it's not dark, fun.
But
it's not a fun one, bro. Well, look, episode one. We did it. Episode one of the SideQuest podcast. You know what I'm saying? And we've given ourselves a title.
Too, man. Looks really good.
That? Yeah, I'm pleased with it. Like I say, it's fun when you can actually get an idea out of your head as one person in a couple of hours that would have taken weeks and weeks of work. Just weeks of work for one person to do. And I think
that would be a lot of work to put that together on your own.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's the thumbnail. That was with the sketches of all of them. Mm-hmm. That was the real pain in the bum part. But
yeah,
I don't know. And I just had to layer it. It was
the turkey. The beef turkey. So,
next week. Actually, let me just, we'll bring up Sly Epstein. Hang on a second. Because, in fact, no, we'll bring up the Clinton picture. I love this. This was so good. Look at them. At them. Oh, man. ChatGPT outdid itself on that. It really did outdo itself on that. Oh, God. It's so freaking accurate, man. That is exactly how these two exist in my head. Spot on.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Look how much more serious and evil she is compared to him. He's just like, hey, everybody.
He's got all my pizza. Eating pizza.
Right? Yeah, absolute. Smashed it. Mm-hmm. So, look, we'll be back next week. SideQuest Podcast. Please like and share. Please share this out there. It's going to be the one night of the week where we take the serious topics and we delve into the who's and the what's and the wonders of it all. I think what we might do is have a main topic and then jump into something fun each week, maybe end every half an hour, and we'll look at crazy lights in the sky footage of the week, or my auntie filmed a big ask the audience stuff. Yeah, we'll figure it all out. But please like and share. Help us grow this little show, and we'll see you next time. We're back tomorrow night with a pretty extreme Kurt Cobain live show and update. You'll see all the notifications coming through tomorrow for that. And make sure you subscribe to
this live, you guys.
Yeah, make sure you subscribe to Sober and Stories. Make sure you subscribe to Project Rook. I'll be live tomorrow during the day as well. Come and check us out. But please, most of all, like and share. You need to help us get this little show off the ground. We've got to do well over the next few weeks, or we're going to have to change format, and I don't want to change format. All right, please, for the love of God, let us have some relaxed show format, please. So thank you all for being here, and Nick, thank you. Make sure you go and catch Nick's live in the next 4 hours, and we'll see you on the next one. Peace out.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Ron.
Take it easy, guys.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.